Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you doing, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. Good. Praise be to Allah. How about you?
Praise be to Allah. Fine. Thanks to Allah. Very happy today. We should have guests coming on the line, and so we're going to go ahead and get the other lines right, and inshallah, we'll speak to you soon.
Okay. I put myself on mute, and may Allah bless you with a good presentation.
Well, thank you so much, and as always, we appreciate your support so much.
All right, my brother. Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you, or as we say in Arabic, assalamu alaikum. We're going to get started in just a moment. And yes, thank you. So we got the other lines waiting, and we're going to go ahead and get in touch with one more line, but we're going to call the Adhan. And the Adhan is the, for those of you who don't know, is the Islamic call to prayer. And it literally, Adhan literally means ears. And so we're calling the people who are far away. And then, you know, in the old days, they didn't have megaphones and stuff. And so we're going to go ahead and call the Adhan. And so as many people as are available to hear and be part of the Juma today, we're going to go ahead and let them be part of us. So play in for the Juma, and we have another line open, and we welcome you, brothers and sisters. We're going to call the Adhan right about now, and then I'll further explain it hopefully during the talk today. So may Allah bless you. So stand by, don't hang up, and welcome to our Juma today in Los Angeles, California. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-fallah, hayya ala al-fallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to our Juma prayer service here in Los Angeles, California. I'm your speaker for today, the imam for today, or the khatib for the day, which means speaker, and at the Juma here. And we're going to go ahead and open up the Juma in the way that we always do, with the authentic opening that was used by Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed. And this hajjah, Qutbah al-Hajjah, it's over 1,000 years old. Actually, it's over 1,400 years old. And whenever the Prophet opened up, peace be upon him, opened up the Qutbah for Jummah on Fridays, he would always say these words, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa Nasta'inuhu, wa Nastaghfiruhu, wa Na'udhu Billahi min Shururi Anfusina, ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا Falah, Faman Yudlil Falah Hadia Lahu. Washadu and La Ilaha Illallah Wahdahu La Sharika Lahu. Washadu Anna Muhammadan Abduhu Warasuluhu. And in the translation of the Arabic into English, the Prophet said, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves to stray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for guiding us to this meeting called Jumu'ah. And everyone who hears the call to Jumu'ah stops what they're doing. We have it every Friday. We've had it every Friday for 1,400 years. And all of the Muslims stop what they're doing and they go to meet. And there must be at least three adult male Muslims in order to have a legitimate Jumu'ah meeting. And when we gather for the Jumu'ah, passes its zenith or its highest point, we usually or normally every day make the Zuhr prayer. But on Fridays, the Jumu'ah takes the place. Jumu'ah prayer service takes the place of the Zuhr prayer. So that's what we're doing today. And when we call the Adhan, which I was saying before literally means ears, everybody stops what they're doing and they make it to the place where they're gonna have the Jumu'ah that day. Usually a center, the masjid, you know, some people call it the mosque, or it may be held at someone's house if it's big enough for the people. Maybe in a backyard, it may be in a park. As long as the Muslims come together and hold the Jumu'ah prayer together, then it's recognized by Allah. And we stop what we're doing and we try to make it to the place, the appointed place for the Jumu'ah. The Jumu'ah is not only a talk, it's a two-part talk, but also a two-part prayer. And all of the Muslims come to the Jumu'ah and we listen to the concerns. First of all, we come together to praise Almighty God and to show him respect and regard, to show him our appreciation for making us Muslims, for letting us be in this particular beautiful institution. If you want to call it organization, but we call it religion. We call it way of life. And what Allah does is he has available for us the knowledge that you need in order to live a quote-unquote perfect life. I'll say perfect life, for lack of a better word, perfect. Perfect life. And we know no human being is perfect, but the Creator is perfect, and he has given us his divine orders, his divine commands, his laws, his rules. If you follow those, you'll come closer and closer and closer to being perfect. You'll never be perfect because the only one who is perfect is Almighty God. We call Almighty God Allah. The only one who's perfect is Almighty God Allah. And he is the only divine one. He is the only one who is perfect every way. He is not a created being. He is the creator. So the Muslims stop what they're doing and they pray to Allah, and every recognition of Allah, and we know we can't see Allah with our physical eyes. Every time we remember Allah, we'll put it like that. Every time we remember Allah, every time we show him the worship, the concern, every time we show him reverence, praise, every time we show him submission, we come closer and closer and closer to Almighty God Allah himself. And that makes you a very excellent person. That makes you an excellent person to be living within the spirit of the Creator himself. to receive his divine blessings and his divine illumination. That makes you an excellent, excellent person. And this is what all of the human beings should be striving for. We are the created. We are the created ones. We're not the creators, even though some people act like it. They really can trip out and think they're just so much and so important and have, like Allah said in the Quran, they have an arrogant conceit of themselves. They're just all wrapped up in their own importance. You might have heard it called self-importance. Well, none is greater than Allah, and no one is so important and so excellent that he cannot be held accountable for his sins or his mistakes or his wrongs, wrong thinking, wrong behaving, wrong speaking. So we as human beings, as created beings, we try to guard ourselves from doing anything that offends the Creator. And we beg the Creator to help us. We don't beg other people to help us because other people are vulnerable themselves. Other people are created beings themselves. And one of the things we've been talking about in our community, which is our community as Muslims is over 1,000 years old. I told you 1,400 years old. But our community here in America, as people who are the children of the people that were brought from Africa, stolen from Africa, many of us, the ones I'm talking to right now, stolen from Africa, we over here in America, we are trying to save ourselves. We're trying to help ourselves. We have been abused and misused. We're not here to worship the ones who brought us here, who offended the Creator. They're criminals who attacked our forefathers and caused us to be brought here. We're throwing away the signs, symbols, doctrines, lies that they heaped upon our people to convince us that we were less than, or to convince us that we should be abused, dominated, enslaved, murdered. We assault their very image. We don't bow down to their image. We assault their very skin color. Not unnaturally. We assault their skin color because most of the people with their whitened or the lightened skin color carry a hellified or a horrible disease, a horrendous disease in their souls, in their thinking, in their minds, that they are better than everybody else, even though they are created beings themselves. Their skins didn't do the sin, although Allah says in the Holy Quran, one day the people's skin will confront them and ask them, why did you misuse me? It says in the Holy Quran, their skins will bear witness against them. And we had a leader in the past who used to say that their skin, the people with that skin color was the devil. Used to say the white man was the devil. But we're not angry at the skin. We're upset about the behavior. We're upset about the lies. We're upset about the language and the falsehood that they put on us and told us that it was the right way. They told us it was real religion. They told us it was the way and the rules that we had to live by, even as they were committing crimes against us, crimes against our parents. Even in the society today, you see that they have allowed drugs in every area of the society, that they have allowed guns to be in every area of the society, that they are telling the people all kinds of lies about the intention of the Creator when it comes to what to do about pregnancy, what to do about homosexuality, how to live their life so that they are satisfied to live in fornication or adultery or to live in lying on each other, to live in false doctrines, false religion. People who are dressed up in nice, pretty robes and have big old houses of worship, but their doctrine or the words, the information, the catechism that they put out as far as how people should live, it's all lies and falsehood and superstition. It's a created thing made up by the enemies, the enemy of Almighty God, Satan, the enemy of Almighty God, who is Satan. Satan and his helpers have attacked us He is attacking us all the time, and he wants to make us ungrateful to the Creator. He wants to make us ungrateful to the Creator and to not pray to the Creator, not worship the Creator. Satan wants us to hate Allah. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, it's our duty to fight Satan. Allah says, fight him. Allah says, do not follow in his steps. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la kutuwati shaitan. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Aduun lubin mubin, that he is a innahu huwa aduun mubin, that he is a sworn enemy of yours. Yes, I'm speaking some Arabic. And you'd be surprised, before our ancestors were stolen from Africa and other areas of the world, some of us have Native American in us, but before we were abused, we knew many languages. The Africans, even the average African today, can speak at least 5 or 6 languages and maybe 10, 20 dialects, which are languages too. Language is nothing but words put together in order so that understanding from the words can be conveyed to whoever's listening. My son likes to say, he said that they have dumbed us down. They have made us miserable. One of the first things that the Europeans did to our people, our ancestors, was not allow us to get knowledge, not allow us to practice learning, not allow us to read, because they wanted our brains to be damaged and to starve. They wanted our brains to actually shrivel up. They wanted our minds to be confused. They wanted us to be weak in understanding. They wanted us to be ignorant and practice crazy stuff on ourselves and each other. Don't you see that happening today? Where a person knows that drugs will bring you down. He knows that alcohol will poison you and drugs will poison you and kill you. But he does it anyway. Or he offers it to someone else. What kind of neighbors do we have in this country where most of the drugs come from? Neighbors do we have where most of the drugs in our country come from? People who are across the border who want to be citizens in this country, and they want to make money out of this country, and they want to get property out of this country and jobs out of this country, and they want it so bad that they will poison the people who are already here as citizens, that they will set you up knowing that what they bring you will cause you to be injured, cause your brain to be damaged, your health to be damaged, will cause your death, will just annihilate your calm, annihilate your way of life, obliterate, it's a good word, your way of life. Brothers and sisters, you have to be on guard. Allah says, do not follow Satan. Citizens of other countries that are neighboring the United States may not be Satan, but they listen to the devil. They follow the devil. They obey the devil. And they don't care about how evil they have to be and how wicked they have to be when it comes to them getting what you have or the opportunities that you have as a citizen of the United States. And they claim to be big Christians, claim to be big Catholics. The Pope visits their country and talks to them. But he doesn't tell them, you are a wicked son of a guns to be over here manufacturing drugs, distributing drugs, smuggling drugs into the United States. And we see that the citizens of the United States are suffering more and more and more. And they're not just shooting pot shots, talking about you, or sending drugs to the United States. They're crossing the border so that when you fall, when you die from poisoning, they can get everything you got. You say, wow, is this what y'all talk about at the meeting? Well, we're thanking Allah. We praise Allah at our meeting. And we're thanking Allah. We're thanking the Creator that he gives us the knowledge, that his knowledge gives us the sight, the insight, the understanding, the ability, the illumination, gives us the brilliance to see what's happening to us. And Muslims are supposed to be the first ones to see wickedness when it comes at them. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas. Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas. You are the best people, the best community, brought up or brought forward or brought out for the benefit of everybody else. You are benefiting people. Since you get the knowledge from Allah, you'll be the first one to benefit. You see the light like a lifeguard. You see the light. You see the ability. You have the ability to go out and help others. And then they're supposed to cooperate because they out there drowning. But you're the lifeguard. You're trying to help them. So Allah gives us, he told us in the Holy Quran, you are the best people evolved or brought forward for the benefit of everybody else. You help others. You're here to help everybody else. And the power that you have, the what accompanies your blessing or what is involved in your blessing is your ability to command what is right and to turn away from what is wrong, to obey what is right and to turn away from what's wrong. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari, to call to what is right, give the world salvation with what you know is right. Yeah, help the world get the salvation that Allah gives us and has available for us, and turn them away from what is wrong. Wa tu'minuna billah, and believing in Allah. Believe in Allah. That's the other part of that verse. So here you are with a people. Here you are, a people who have been given a huge, the best, the biggest, the most valuable blessing from Almighty God. And your mission with that blessing is to call to what is right and turn away people from what is wrong. To call to everything that is right and that is allowed. We call it halal. To invite to the things that are permissible. Halal. Permissible or permitted by Almighty God. That's what halal means. And to turn them away from munkari or haram. Haram, munkar or haram. Ugly things, evil things, wicked things, wrong things, sinful things. Turn them away from that. Call them to turn away from that. Warn them. Warn them. Fadkaruni adkurkum. If you remember me, I'll remember you. If you remember Allah's words and truth, Allah will remember you. To believe in what is right, call to what is right, and turn them away from what is wrong. That's what Allah wants us to do, brothers and sisters. If the people listen to the callers, and there's a verse in the Quran that says, our Lord, we have heard the call of one calling us to the faith, and we have believed. That's the mentality of the Muslim. We have heard one calling us to the faith, and we have believed. Believe you in Allah. That's the call of the Muslim. And we have believed. Allah says that when the believers are called, they hear. They say, we hear and we obey. That's the people we are. That's why we won't get lost in this world. We won't get destroyed in this world because, as I was saying, we're not going to be following the other races. We're not going to be following their doctrine that call us to obey the white man or the light man, or to call us to obey their doctrine or what they say is religion, and they give us their own image, their own picture, and say this is God or son of God. We're not going to, the Muslims are forbidden to join anything or anyone with Allah in worship. We're not to join anything whatever with Allah as a partner. So we don't have two and three gods and divisions of gods. We don't worship statues and idols. We don't do that. We're told that there's la sharika la. Do not worship. There is no God except Allah. La ilaha illallah. There's no God except Allah. Illa Allah. That there's no God except Allah. And Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. He's not Allah. He's a human being. But he received the message that we call the Holy Quran. He received divine revelation from Allah. And we follow him. He's our perfect example. As a human being, Muhammad is the best. He's the best person that ever lived. He's called Khayr Mursaleen, peace be upon him. He's called Khayr Mursaleen, means he's not only the best human being, but he's also the best of the other messengers. Muhammad's mission is better than Jesus' mission. It's better than Moses' mission. It's better than Abraham's mission. It's better than the Noah, Adam. He is called Khayr Mursaleen. He's the best of even the messengers of Allah. But at the same time, we are told in our religion, if we follow Muhammad and get the knowledge that he was given, peace be upon him, that we would be the learned person. We would become the learned people. And Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, he said, one learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned people. One learned person is harder on Satan, the devil, than 1,000 unlearned people. Now, can't you see, don't you see, how we the Muslims will not get trapped in America, we will not get trapped in France, we will not get trapped in Canada, Germany, Spain, Portugal, wherever, Zimbabwe. We will not get trapped in Russia. We will not get trapped in any of these places. We will not get trapped by anything on the earth because we're warned about that. Told in tukti ekthara man fil ard yudiluka ansabilillahi. If you were to follow the common behavior of anybody or anything on earth, if you were to follow the common behavior of those on earth, you will be led away from the way of Allah. Now, when the Creator warns you like that, then you can't be made a fool of. If you would obey what the Creator has for us, you cannot be made a fool of. And that's how we live as Muslims. Hold on one moment, brothers and sisters. We got a call that's trying to come in. I can't take that particular call, but I'm going to see if I can get them on another line and get them to, let me see. Don't hang up. I think we may be able to do it on this other phone because we have other lines that we use. Let's see. They're busy, but in a moment, they're going to hang up, and then we'll see if we can get them in anyway. Okay. We'll try them again in a minute. Brothers and sisters, we really appreciate you having patience with us, and we hope that you're listening to what we're trying to communicate to you. Slavery is over. It's time for us to follow the leadership and the guidance that we have received from Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. Who could lead you better or guide you better than the one who made you? As-salamu alaykum. Okay, we're on the line, on the radio, and we have guests. So everybody that can, put your phone on mute or keep your phone as quiet as possible. We thank you for joining us today. Alhamdulillah. But we were talking about that we're not going to worship the images and the doctrine. We're not going to worship the language. We're not going to worship the religion, the false religion of those who have worked for years and years, thousands of years, to enslave the weaker, who they perceive to be the weaker people of the world. So they will go to places like Africa. They will go to places like India. They will go to places like America, the Caribbean, or North America, wherever, South America. And they went there to get all of the resources that they could. And they took people from one land and took them to another land. Went to Africa and some of the other lands and stole people, Indonesia, Asia, stole people out of those lands and brought them to America to use them in perpetuity, to use them forever. That's what I'm saying. And to enslave them, to abuse them, to violate them. Brothers and sisters, not just to violate their bodies, but through misuse of the work and sexual misconduct against them, but to violate their very minds. I think that's what we were saying earlier, is that they want to drive confusion into you. They want to drive disbelief and unbelief in the Creator into you. They want to drive into you fears and all kinds of hostility, not hostility against them. They dare you to fight them because they have superior weapons. But they want you to be hostile against your own self. and hostile against your family, hostile male against female. They have the hostility to such a high pitch and such an extent today that women hate men and men hate women. Got men wanting to go with men and women wanting to go with women, anything to violate the family, anything to violate your ability to procreate your kind or to save your kind from falsehood, to save your kind from being used and abused by them, by the evil ones. We said earlier, we don't hate the white skin, but we hate what the Europeans have allowed themselves to do. And look, their popes and their so-called leaders were right there watching them, watching their greedy so-called businessmen, watching their savage evil ones attack communities, cultures, countries all around the world. They're popes, and they were put up to it by who our leader said is called the Jacobite. It's a group of the children of Israel, what people commonly call the Jews, a group of the children of Israel years and years, thousands of years ago, who they are the first children of Satan. Do I say that? No, Jesus says that. David said that. They're children of the devil because of how they behave. They will obey the devil. They won't obey the creator. They look to obey the devil so that they can make gain out of the world, make gain from the resources, the captured resources, the enslaved resources of people, animals, whatever, to enslave all the resources and use that for their benefit so that they stay rich and their children's children's children stay rich and powerful. They have made doctrines, lies, whole religions of lies that dominate the minds of people, and people follow that, normal, regular people, baby born, and his mama's teaching him that the slave master's way of thinking is the real way of thinking, the right way of thinking. His relatives, his culture has been so saturated with the lies that everywhere he look, everywhere he go, his mind, his soul is breathing in the poison words, the poison language, the lies, in other words, of the slave owners and the slave masters and the cruel, wicked criminals that have been dominating the world for thousands and thousands of years. The children of Israel are the main ones. The children of Israel are the main ones. Look no further. But it will be extremely hard for you to see them unless you get a book like the Holy Quran where Allah uncovers their sneaky schemes and devices for capturing the minds of men. Brothers and sisters, that's why the Muslims will never be destroyed. That's why the children of Israel hate Muslims. You see how they persecute the Palestinians and anybody else that they think is a believer. That's why their evil ones in France make laws that the Muslim sisters can't cover up. That's why you have presidents and congressmen and judges that hate to see Muslims advance in this society. Yes, they don't want them to come into this society. They're not trying to stop the judges are not trying to stop the drug dealers. Otherwise, they would close the border because most of the drugs come from south of the border. But the judges and the politicians who are mostly controlled by or are themselves children of Israel, they want to control the ability to do whatever they want to do in America, which includes land grabbing, taking one, like a checkerboard, taking one group of people and replacing them with another group of people, playing checkmate. You know, a check is a cross. A check is like a cross. If you keep the line going down, one line will go one way and the other line will go down in the opposite direction. It's like a cross. And they don't believe in the cross. They just use it on you. They want to trick you and make you think that the Christian cross will save you. They want to make you think that Jesus, the man, will save you. I look more like Jesus than they do. But do they accept my color over their color? No, they've lied. But what do the children of Israel say about themselves? They say that they are God's chosen people. Do they die in the street from the police? No. Police protect them from any kind of brutality or any kind of words or language against them. If you say you're going to hurt the children of Israel, they'll send the cops to you. Somebody might be knocking at my door pretty soon. But you don't see them being afraid in America or any place on the earth, because they have lied to the minds of every people in their language, lied to the minds of every people in every language that they are the chosen ones, that they are the sacred ones, that God loved them more than he loved anybody else. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, well, why does he punish you for your sins? If you really know what you're looking at, and if you follow some of the news, you'll see that they're really in a punishment or in a curse. Allah said in the Quran, they have a curse on them. Jesus cursed them. David cursed them. Is this what you talk about at the Jumu'ah? Well, this is a good thing to talk about, because otherwise you'll never see the reality or the truth of how people are being abused in society, and how whole cultures, millions and billions of people, can be controlled by lies, by false language, by false religions. Pope sat there and watched them raid Africa. You know how many popes lived during the time of the slave trade? I'm talking about the American slave trade, or the Western European criminals during their period of slave trade, which was basically the last 500 years or so. You know how many popes lived and died during that period? How many of them came against slavery? Very, very few. I think I counted about 60 to 70 popes. But did any of them tell the wicked Europeans of England, France, Germany, Netherlands, Italy, Rome itself, America, Spain, Portugal? Did any of those popes, do the popes today speak against the wickedness of drugs that's coming out of Mexico and Colombia and these other countries? The slave trade that's going on, the drug trade that's going on right through the Panama Canal or whatever? The slavery, the drug trade that's going on right here in America? You know that fentanyl, the poison called fentanyl, is killing about 100,000 Americans a day? When those people attacked the financial centers up in New York and brought down those towers, 3,000 people died. And we went to war and spent billions and billions and billions. We had wars with countries that we hardly know anything about, but we were willing to bomb them and to destroy them, and to go in and just really turn their societies upside down. They're still fighting in places over there. The United States got basically kicked out of and gypped out of billions of dollars in Afghanistan recently, but they're still in Syria fighting and other places. Turn against Muslims and all of that. Over 3,000 people. When now 100,000 people are dying a year from drugs, and they won't shut that border down? It's too late now, because about 15 to 20 million people from those countries, those drug-producing countries, those drug-smuggling countries, are here amongst us now. The cartels are here. But the only ones that's going to survive this in a good way is the Muslim, because I'm talking about with freedom, with real justice, and real equality. That's going to be in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and you will survive because of that. You will worship your Lord. You will pray five times a day. You know, we want to take advantage of the freedoms that we do have in this society. We want to take advantage of the fact that we have the room to obey Allah in this society. Don't you know, right over in China, they have over a million, I think it's something like 5 or more million. We don't even know the real numbers, but they're in the millions of Muslims who are chained down in concentration camps. And they're being taught actively by the Chinese government that being a Muslim is bad, that it's wrong, and it will not be tolerated. They have raided and burned down, broken down, and boarded up and chained down masjids or mosques in China. Right now they're like that. We don't even think about it hardly no more. That kind of evil is being perpetrated all around the world. But thank Allah that we're willing to do just what Allah says. And I'm sure that many, many people, even though they may have to repeat that Chinese dumb doctrine every day, they have held on in their hearts to the fact that we believe as Muslims that there's no God but Allah, nothing worthy of worship except Allah, nothing worthy of worship to be bowed down to except Allah. And we pray for our brothers and sisters to hold on. I was watching a video the other day, and it showed that the Chinese emperor, the Chinese president, I think his name is Qi or something, he visited the areas of the Uyghur people, the Uyghur Muslims, the Muslims who are the Uyghur race over there. They're not really, they're Chinese citizens, but their ancestry actually is from the Baltics and some of the Arab countries and like that. So some of them don't even really look like Chinese, even though they live in China. We didn't know that. We don't think about it like that. We think of just the yellow skin, the slanted-eyed people of China as the real Chinese. Yeah. Well, anyway, there's Muslims who are holding on to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. There's Muslims who are holding on to the principles, the five principles of our religion. That was the first. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, that there's no God except Allah, and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. There's Muslims who are holding on to praying your five times a day. They may not be able to show it outwardly, but in their hearts and their minds and in their secret little secret groups that they may have formed with those in the concentration camp with them, said, don't give up your prayer, brother. Don't give up your prayer. I don't care how much this doctrine, this false doctrine, how much these Chinese are making us repeat this false doctrine. Don't give up your prayer. Keep praying to Allah every day. Keep remembering Allah. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life. Remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life. That's one of the verses of the Holy Quran. So we're going to keep making our five prayers a day. The third pillar of or principle of our religion is to give in charity. We're going to keep being charitable. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, said Allah gives you huge rewards for making charity. He said, every day that the sun rises, your body must do some charity. He says that when you give in charity, he said, charity burns up sins. Charity destroys sins. The things I'm telling you right now, especially if you never heard of them or you heard them but it's not clear, I want to clarify as much as possible. I'm giving charity right now. I'm getting rewarded by Allah for doing what's right, for saying what's right, for thinking what's right. We're not going to be taken out of our minds. We got a better man than the slave, former slave master. We got a better man than the European people. They can't even figure out how to be nice to you. Just hate you because of your color, or hate you because you have a different language, or hate you because you're a different race, or hate you because you're a different way of different religion, or hate you for no reason at all because they need somebody to shoot at like they shoot at the wild boars who are overpopulated and the wild hogs who are overpopulated down in Texas or someplace. Yeah, they let them shoot the wild to death. They just be laughing. You watch the video. Google on there on your phone, wild hog hunt in Texas or hunting wild hogs, wild boars in Texas, and you'll see. You'll see how much glee and how much joy they get out of killing. And Allah tells us in the Holy Quran about the punishment, how the depths of hell will be filled with those who kill unjustly. So the abortion people better watch out. You better be very sure that mother's life is threatened when you kill that baby. Some women kill the baby because they just don't want no baby. I don't want no kid. That's going to mess up my shape. All of that kind of stupid stuff. It's entertainment for them. It's their recreation, brothers and sisters. But the Muslims have to give in charity. So we give charity. And the fourth pillar is fasting. We fast. The principle of fasting basically is to restrain yourself. Learn to restrain yourself. Learn to control your appetites. Learn to control your appetites. Learn to control yourself. And also during the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, we are showing our appreciation to Allah for giving us this book, this holy revelation called the Holy Quran, giving us the revelation called the Holy Quran. It's in the form of a book now because people can write. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he received that into his soul, into his mind, into his thinking, into his heart. And he knows He knows the whole Quran by heart, and we have millions and millions and hundreds of millions of Muslims all over the world who know the Holy Quran by heart, even though they are book burners that say they want to, so-called Christians. You don't follow Jesus talking about you're going to kill the Muslims and burn their books. What liars. These are liars who say they're Christians following Jesus, and they're talking about let's burn the books and kill the Muslims. Jesus is a Muslim himself, you idiot. Jesus is a Muslim. We should let them know what sinful language they speak. Allah says right in the Quran that he punishes sinful language. We should let them know how idiotic they are by saying things that they don't know about Jesus, that we do know about Jesus. You want to talk to somebody who knows about Jesus? You better talk to the Muslims. Jesus is one of our major Muslims. No, he's not the Son of God, and neither is Muhammad, and neither is Moses, neither is Abraham, neither is Adam, neither is Noah. They're not the sons of God. They're the beings or the creator, the created beings that Allah made to lead mankind. It's Allah's decision to make mankind, just like it's Allah's decision to make a butterfly. Whatever Allah chooses, whatever he wills, he just says, kun fayakun. That's when the thing exists. Well, he said that about Adam, kun fayakun, and gave Adam something of his own spirit. All human beings, righteous people, have God's spirit still alive in them, and they're not trying to suffocate it or suppress it. We're not going to try to suffocate or suppress the divine spirit that keeps us up, that keeps us joyful, that keeps us in our right minds. So that's why we fast during the month of Ramadan or observe the month of Ramadan. That's a month when we're happy that Allah has given us guidance, his own guidance, so that we will know what right from wrong. We believe in Allah. The more you believe in Allah, the better you'll be able to distinguish right from wrong. The more you study the Holy Quran, the more you'll be able to learn the very words that Allah uses and gave to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and that we can take and learn now, the more you're going to be successful, the better Muslim you're going to be, the closer you're going to be to Allah, the more you'll be able to live the language, the divine words of Almighty God in your life, because you'll know them by heart. We got people, like I said, millions and hundreds of millions of believers, of Muslims who know the Holy Quran by their heart. And the last thing of the five principles is we want to make the pilgrimage over to Mecca and actually see the house. It's much, much bigger now than when Abraham and his son Ishmael, peace be upon them, built it. We want to go see the house that a human being built for the dedication of the one true God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Abraham, he's called the father of monotheism, the belief in one God. He didn't worship many gods or idols. He didn't worship sticks and stones and bricks and statues. He didn't worship pictures. He didn't worship anything out of the creation, the mountains, the skies, the sun, the moon. He worshiped the creator who made all of that. He didn't worship people, popes, rabbis. He didn't worship none of that. He worshiped the creator of the heavens and earth. That's who we worship. When you look out your window or when you look at your hand, just think, close your eyes and just feel and realize that the creator of the heavens and the earth, who is the one who gave you, he's the one who made all these miracles for you. You're a sign in your own self. You're a miracle yourself. Why won't you appreciate the one who gave you all these good things that you love? You should love. You should be grateful for. Brothers and sisters, we're so thankful. So we go on the Hajj pilgrimage. Once in a lifetime, if the journey is affordable, to visit the house in Mecca. That's where it's located, in a country called Saudi Arabia. But it doesn't belong to Saudi Arabia. It belongs to Almighty God Allah as a gift to all mankind to put their attention on and to turn in that direction when we're praying and ask Allah to help us, guide us. Allah is everywhere at the same time. So don't go there talking about, I'm going to go see Allah. You won't see Allah. Allah is invisible. He's everywhere at the same time. You hear him talk about they're sending telescopes and electronic this and that out into space, and they can look at the farthest reaches of the world. They're looking for the Big Bang and all that stuff. That's a puny man, again, imagining that he can see something that he can't see unless Allah let him see it. That's how great Allah is. So we don't follow people because they make all these claims and assert all these things. We can do this. We can do that. I'm bad. I'm bad. No, you're not bad. You're going to be dead. That's what you're going to be. And you're going to be in the bottom of hell if you don't worship the Creator, one we call Allah. Allah means he who is divine in every way. He is the Almighty, the All-Knowing, the All-Hearing, the All-Seeing, the Most Merciful, the Granter of Gifts, the All-Rich. No one is richer than Allah. What does a couple of dollars, what does a billion or a trillion, what does all the wealth in the world mean to Allah? Nothing. Allah makes earth. He makes moons. He makes planets. He makes solar systems. What does he need with some money made at the Treasury Department? That's ignorant. That's ignorant to even think that way. So, brothers and sisters, the Muslims will not be taken out because Allah blesses us to be processed by his divine knowledge that he has given to us, the revelation that he has given to us, called the Quran, and the revelation that he has put in nature itself. He lets it process us so that we end up being kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. You are the best of people, created, brought forth, evolved, made for the benefit. You are the best, made for the benefit of mankind. Now, if the Jewish people or the children of Israel say that they are the chosen ones, then do something for mankind. Come out of your closet hiding and stuff. Come out of your hiding and do something for the creation. Raise a people that declare that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Even if you say there's no God except Allah and Moses is his messenger, you're doing something, but they won't even do that. They're not coming out and helping you. They're not coming out looking for ways to save you or to warn you against falsehood and corruption, are they? No. But if you call them a name or let somebody attack a Jew, you just write a swastika on the wall. They come out the woodwork, don't they? Because they're fake. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. Hope you were listening and learned something. I hope you'll remember it so you won't be a fool. Allah says, do not follow the evil one who people he makes into a fool. The evil one makes people into a fool, and their problem will be or become, by following the devils, you'll be made into one who will wander about the earth aimlessly, lost, in confusion, living in confusion and nonsense, living in lies. But the Muslims are not allowed to live in lies, and we're not allowed to follow anyone who misguides us or asserts that there's anything or anyone worthy of worship except Allah. Alhamdulillah, that means praise be to Allah. We're going to go into the second part of the Jummah talk, and we thank Allah for guiding us, and we appreciate you joining us today. So don't hang up. Stay on the line. I'll join you in just a moment. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. That means peace be unto you. We hope that you have all of the peace and the order and the joy and the contentment and the success and prosperity and help that Allah gives to mankind. We know that it is Allah who is Ar-Razzaq, the provider. He is the provider. And Allah says that one of the things he blesses you with is he gives you every good. You get every good that you earn, and you only suffer for doing ill deeds. But Allah is most merciful. He says that he has declared for himself or inscribed for himself. He's written it, inscribed it. An inscription is something that's set. He has inscribed for himself the rule of mercy. He is telling us that he has put a law or rule on himself to be merciful to you. But Allah says, he has no mercy for those who have no mercy on others. He has no mercy. He will have no mercy on those who are not merciful. So you must be merciful. You must be forgiving. You must be honest. You must be sincere. You must be those who want to be near to Allah. And all the right things, the righteous things, the best things, all of those are with Allah, come from Allah, they proceed from Allah. All those things are available to you as a believer in Allah. You won't be so stressed out. You won't be going crazy. You won't be constantly bothered if you would just let Allah be in your soul all the time. That's the big job for us as Muslims, is to remember Allah in everything we do. We say, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, with the name Allah, I do this. With the name Allah, I go here. With the name Allah, I say this. With the name Allah, I think this. With the name Allah, I study this. So keep Allah in your heart all the time. Live as though you living inside the Kaaba. Live as though you living in the house of Allah on earth. Isn't that what Jesus prayed for? Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That was a prayer that Jesus was making. Why would he, if he was God, he wouldn't be saying that, would he? He would just make it happen. But he can't make it happen. In fact, he said, one, if you read the Bible before, some verses in the Bible, one of the statements he made is, I can do nothing. He said, I can do nothing of my own. Only I do of him who sent me. I can only do by him who sent me what he sent me to do. What they call him. They don't call him the Father. No, Muslims pray to the Creator. We pray to the one they call the Father. We don't pray to children. We don't pray to so-called sons, because Allah does not have sons or daughters. People have sons and daughters, and half the time we don't take care of them. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. Let us not be a mediocre people stumbling around from one side of town to another in America. Let us be the victorious people. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, he will make you victorious. He says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْسَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ أَحْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So lose not heart, nor fall into despair, for you must gain mastery of yourself if you are true in faith. Lose not heart, nor fall into despair. Don't be discouraged. Don't be scared. Don't be worried. Don't be stressed out. For you're going to become a masterful thinker, a masterful doer, a masterful communicator, a masterful person if you are true in faith. So keep your faith up as much as you can. How do we do that? We believe in Allah and we pray a lot. We pray a lot. There's a prayer. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you make this prayer, it's four rak'ahs. He said, but every time you do a part of the rak'ah, you have to say, every time you move, you have to say, Subhanallah, that means highly glorified is Allah. Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. La ilaha illallah, there's no God except Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater and more important than anything or anyone. If you say those things every time you move, you say those things 10 times every time you move, he said Allah will forgive your oldest sin, your newest sin, your biggest sin, your smallest sin, the one you did on purpose, the one you did accidentally, the one you know you did, the one you don't know you did or forgot, and the one you did in public and the one you did in private. I mean, what do you want? Allah is not going to live your life for you. You got to live your life. You got to live your life of service, your own self. You are responsible for your own self. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told in the Holy Quran. There's a verse in the Holy Quran that was revealed to him. He said, you are responsible for your own self. So everybody has to earn a good life. They have to earn. You have to do as much good as you can, and you have to do as little wrong as you can. So if you do no harm, do you know what you get? If you do no harm to anybody, do you know what you get? You get a big blessing. That's what you get. Allah says it. Say, if you intend to do right or intend to do a good deed and you don't do it, the reward is a good deed. Isn't that mercy from the Creator? If you do a good deed, if you intend to do a good deed and you do the good deed, you get 10 rewards, 10 blessings. But if you intend to do a good deed and you can't do it for some reason, you get one good deed to your credit. And let me show you how merciful Allah is. He says, if you intend to do a bad deed and you don't do it, you get the reward of a good deed. If you intend to do a bad deed and you do it, you only get one bad deed. So, brothers and sisters, look at all this mercy and power and riches in our religion called Al-Islam. Look at the riches in it. We're rich. We're richer than rich. We're the richest people on earth. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about nature. I'm talking about blessings. I'm talking about nearness to Allah. I'm talking about eternal life, happiness, joy, the strength when you look around and see everybody else is weak. You have strength and power. You have understanding. You'll have knowledge. You'll have truth. Jesus said that if you learn the truth, it's going to make you free. It's going to set you free. Power, when everybody else, you look around, you see them all weak and scared and running and on drugs, dying at phenomenal numbers, phenomenal rates. You say, oh, man, Allah said there'll come a time when people will say, well, what is the matter with the world? Aren't we near that point now? The so-called leaders can't agree. Constantly in bickering and creating fear and uncertainty. Do you know that the stock market don't fall because of one company going down or this happening? It might fall because of this big company and all that. But the thing that makes the stock market, listen to me now, the thing that makes the stock market collapse is uncertainty. Uncertainty. You need to look that word up. Uncertainty creates so much fear. And when people are afraid, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. Brothers and sisters, we're going to end the Jumu'ah here today. But we are so happy that you joined us. And we're so thankful to Allah for giving us this kind of mind that cannot be beat. You go to any Jew, Allah bless Prophet Moses and have mercy on him and give him all the peace that any messenger of Allah deserves. So I misstated that. But you go to the Jews claim they follow Moses, but one of the things that happened during the time of Jesus is the Jews said, I thought you came to the Jews told Jesus, I thought you came to say the law of Moses. And Jesus told them, he said, yeah, I do say the law of Moses. He said, not a bit of it, not a jot or a tittle. You'll read in the Bible as that. That means a small amount. Will pass away before the law of Moses is fulfilled. So I came to fulfill the law of Moses right in front of you, and they said, you ain't from Moses, you ain't from Moses. And Jesus said, if you loved Moses, you would love me, because I come to you with that which Moses had and more. So don't let this world lie to you. But your mind, Muslim, will be better than any Jew's knowledge, any Jew's mind, if you follow what Allah says to you about them and about what you're supposed to be doing to make sure that Jews don't capture you, to make sure that the Catholic popes don't capture you, to make sure that the drug dealers don't capture you, make sure that the white supremacists don't capture you. Don't be afraid of the violent white criminals and the violence that they have set up in the society and the hatred that they have in the society for the people of various colors. Don't be afraid of that. And you say, well, they might kill me. All you're going to do is go to heaven. They got to die, too. Everybody got to die. Everybody's got to die. But if you believe in Allah and you keep his laws, you keep his rules, you keep his religion, the way of life that he has ordered for you, you're going to be in the highest places in heaven, the highest places in heaven. So, brothers and sisters, let us close. Let us be thankful to Allah for this new mind that we have the opportunity to learn. Open up the Quran and learn this new way of life. Learn a better way of life. Learn the best way of life. Obey Almighty God and watch how he lets nature and the Quran process you so that you become a better person. You'll see it. Obviously, we're not vain, but you'll look around. You'll say, show me a person who feels like I feel or think better than I think, or show me a person who can perform like I can perform each and every day. Show me a person who's happy. Show me a person who can bow to the Creator and speak openly about how the Creator brings joy and happiness and decency, honor, love, commitment, strength to the world. Show me somebody who's talking like that today, and you won't see nobody around you like that. You won't see nobody around you like that. So we're going to close. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And that means, Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallallahu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. O you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim in the Kahamil Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin in the Kahamil Majid. And that means, our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Ibrahim and his family and followers. And our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, the followers of Muhammad, as you did bless and Ibrahim or Abraham and his family and followers. For surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa asrafina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala qawmil kafirin. Our Lord, we forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Establish our feet firmly, and give us salvation against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Aqimus salat. Let me stand to prayer. And then the call to stand to prayer is given. It's called the Iqamah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayyal as-salah, hayyal as-salah, hayyal al-falah, hayyal al-falah, qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Astow. That means everybody should be standing and make sure your line is straight and that you're touching each other shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot in a straight line. This is Salatul Jumma, two rakahs of prayer. And Jumma means joining or congregational. So we're gathering. It must be at least three people to gather for the Jumma prayer. Many Jummas have thousands and tens of thousands of people at that meeting that day. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir just means to say Allah is greater and more important than anything. So if you hear somebody say takbir, that means everybody's supposed to say Allah is greater and more important than anything. It's a reminder to the group or the audience. When somebody says takbir, it reminds everybody to praise Allah. Brothers and sisters, I just wanted to make one quick announcement. We want to, number one, we want to ask Allah to have mercy upon those who have returned to him, forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise, and let their graves be a place that is tolerable for them and not a place of horror. We must do all the good we can in the life of this world, brothers and sisters. So may Allah bless those who have returned to him, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins. And also those who are ill, that they return to strength and get over their illness and return to their family and get back to their life of service to Allah. And brother, sister, I also wanted to remind you that when somebody is murdered in your area by the police or if there's excessive crime in your area, remember that the mayor needs to hear from you. The councilman needs to hear from you. And if it's egregious enough, if it's bad enough, you need to ask them, you need to demand that they resign because there's too much evil happening on their watch. And these are the people who say they want to be responsible for what happens as your leader. And so if it's something that they should not be, that they have some sort of control over, if the police are too abusive and the police council, or I forget the name of it, the leaders of it need to resign. They need to be held accountable. So write them letters or call them on the phone and ask them when are they going to do something about a certain situation. If they were murdering Jews in the street, the police were acting arrogant and racist and murdering Jews in the street, they'd hear from the Jews. And the Jews would not tolerate that. They're not going to tolerate their youth being shot down in the street. But at the same time, our youth need to wake up, and we need to put the knowledge out here so that people realize just how dangerous these drugs are and how they're destroying themselves. They're committing all kinds of genocide and destruction on themselves by not controlling themselves. So during the month of Ramadan, let's do, and any other time, let us do as much da'wah or announcing what we believe in as Muslims so people can get their minds back, get their life back, get their minds straight so that they will not be their own worst enemy. That's one thing you can say about the Jews is that you'll never know if they are angry with each other because they believe that if a Jew gets killed, that it's like you kill the whole world. They believe that if you kill one of them, it's like you kill the whole world or you kill the whole human race. Well, we need to have that kind of value on ourselves, too. In fact, a Muslim is told that our lives are sacred, and so we need to start practicing that and don't waste our time. Allah says don't be a time waster. Don't be a waster of time. Don't waste anything. Don't waste your life. Don't let people waste your time. And you got people who they won't do nothing for you. But, so don't let them be wasting your time. This society wastes too much time. We don't take care of the masjid. We won't help the masjid. There's people who go out inside the masjid after the meeting and spend $40, $50 on sandwiches and burgers at the burger stands and at the different restaurants. And they didn't give $5 in the masjid as dawah, propagation, as charity, as zakat. Zakat, that's the word, charity. So let us wake up and start practicing our religion and quit imagining that we know what a Muslim is about and study so we can learn what a Muslim is really about. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, we'll talk to you again. We appreciate you paying attention at the Jummah, and we hope that you learned something and that we will talk to you and see you in attendance at the next Jummah next week, inshallah. Every Friday is Jummah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.